This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. I want to welcome all our Home Talk USA radio listeners to the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, what a great week, huh? A lot going on.
Yes, there is. Holy cow.
I tell you what, the episodes are piling up. I tell you, in the Invent America part of our show, and it's been a real great success. How important it really is, Rita, before we get our guests and before we talk about this hour's show, for inventors. I mean, because at the end of the day, all the technologies, like give an example, last hour I had Gutter Glove on the show, the gutter protection company, and I made a statement. I said, hey, you know, at one time somebody had to invent gutter protection, gutter glove. So, it, you know, it takes the inventors, the entrepreneurship, the envision, the to actually, you know, put these products together. And how important is that?
You're perfect in your question because, you know, I've been on your show over the last 15 years several times with an inventor, with a new product. And so many of our inventors are just in the early stages of being guests of Home Talk USA because they invent products for the American homeowner, for the businesses, and they have what our topic today is that wow moment. And the next thing you know, they're actually selling product in the marketplace. So it's amazing how so much of our economy is based on those independent inventors and their wow moment.
You know, when I go out there to the trade shows, and to be honest with you, I could see the excitement with them. But at the end of the day, they make so much a financial investment. I'm going to be honest with you, Rita. I even said to myself a couple of times with a couple of my producers, they don't even know how they're going to get home, how they're going to pay to get home. You know what I mean? So they're like got well, everything, you know, invested
I know,
into
I know.
It. Yeah.
That's we, you know, I wrote the Inventor's Galaxy Guide. So in about 30 minutes, an inventor who's had a wow moment can take a quick look at all the steps involved and the price swing of those different steps so that they can go and they can say, okay, do I really have what it takes? And when they start looking at it, you know, to go for licensing, you know, what do they have to put into it? And to be a startup, what do they have to put into it? And for some inventors, when they really get the reality check of that, it's like, all right, here's my budget that I have to work with. What can we do with it? Yep. And for inventors who come to me sooner rather than later and say, here's my limitations. What can we do?
Yep.
It's a lot easier than when they call me up and they say, I don't have a penny left to my name. What can we do? It's like, well, now we got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, because so much of our economy is based on you know, people making a better widget. They make a better product, and it's because they were out in the backyard and something broke and they made it better.
Yep.
And so our job here at Invent America is to show them the better way of getting something to market, how to conserve those precious few dollars. You know, nobody comes to me and says they've got $1 million to throw down a hole.
No. Yeah. Well, if they do, please.
Everybody's on a budget.
Well, any sponsors out there, please let us know. We could take some of that money off your hands, you know?
No kidding. So, you know, and I've had, just since we started recording this show, so many people across America calling me with just brilliant ideas.
Well, it's a blueprint.
And wanting help.
And it's a blueprint. Yeah. And I think that's what you have developed over the years, is just coming up with that little simple blueprint. You know, it takes you, you know, it's like going down the yellow brick road, going, you know, see the Wizard of Oz. You know, I'm like going to use my Judy Garland analogy here, but if you follow the brick road and you just stay on it and don't get off, then you ain't got to worry about that wicked witch popping that spell on you, or you ain't got to worry about that that shyster guy or that unsavory character that's just going to take your money and move on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a great analogy. You know, stay on the road.
yeah, exactly. You know, we look at how do you eat an elephant, one spoonful at a time.
Yeah, well, that's right. It might take you 25 years, but yeah, you got to eat it.
Exactly. You know, when my girls were growing up, it was, you know, we would go out and we would climb the 14ers in Colorado, and you do it one step at a time. You can't focus on the top. You'll never get there, but one step at a time, and pretty soon you're having lunch at the top. And so that was one of the things that we always would look at is, you know, there's not a pathway in inventing where you can hire a shyster company to do it all for you, because they make their money on you. What we look at is, you know, you make business decisions based on what you gathered at the last step.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the show we got coming up.
Well, this is a fun show because we're talking about the inventor wow moment. We always talk about, you know, that aha moment. And so, you know, I always referred to it as the wow moment. And, you know, everybody has one. They have that instant of, I can do better than this. Oh, you know, what if we did it this way? And so it's a lot of fun. It's inspirational for all of the Americans out there listening to the show that say, oh, I had a wow moment last week. And, you know, so being able to share, you know, what'd you do with your wow moment? How did you get from there to, you know, patent pending status here?
Yep. So a lot going on. So I think we got three guests. There was a little programming change also, right?
Well, we do. The third guest, she had her wow moment a long time ago. she has been selling product all over North America. She did license it. And so, you know, I always look to her as an expert. The funny thing, part of it is that, you know, when I got a divorce, the only thing my ex-husband wanted to keep was the disposal genie. And so, you know, it was a good product. And certainly she had a wow moment somewhere in there where it's like, there has got to be a better way to do this. And I'm going to let her tell that story. But she's kind of our wow moment expert today.
Okay.
Mary, our first guest, I was actually, you talk about wow moments, this was a God moment. I was looking at her form that she had submitted through the website when she called me.
Are you serious?
Just,
wow.
You know, just, you know, yeah, a wow moment for sure. And so it was like God saying, invite her to be on the show. And I did while I was talking to her. And she goes, well, I'd love to. Then the other two gentlemen have invented caster for kids to use, you know, where you just can't quite get that, you know, for fishing. Casting out just right. Now this is a product to help, and so all of the products that they do invent are for helping, you know, people be able to get out into the great outdoors and enjoy the outside.
Well, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. It's time to pay some bills. That's right. Make sure you visit our website at hometalkusa.com. Check out all our sponsors, and if you want to become a sponsor of the show, of the Event America show or Home Talk USA, just go online at hometalkusa.com. And if you want some more information about the Invent America segment of our show, that's also available on our website at hometalkusa.com. All right, along with my co-host, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton, we're going to come back with our first guest, our first topic, right here on the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. I'm the Cajun Man, along with Rita. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yay! We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. All right, Rita, who we have as our guest?
Well, our first guest today is Mary Hancock. Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Mary was teaching a class on entrepreneurship, and so she thought she would, you know, encourage the students to come up with an idea. And I guess you started listening to your own lesson plan, because the next thing you knew is that you were having a wow moment, and came up with your own idea based on I'm not gonna spoil the story. I'm gonna let you tell the story, but tell us about the ultimate opener, and then we're gonna ask you about your wow moment.
Okay, so, and you're right, I was teaching, and the students kept asking me questions, and I was like, gosh, you know, the best way to help the students is to get in the trenches with them, and then I just started doing the research so that I can be the best possible version of myself as a teacher that they can, so they can get all the information. And so what we came up with is the ultimate opener, and so we started doing the research, and we realized that there are so many people that have problems opening up bottle jars and tops. And so as we begin to dig deeper and just do the research for the market, it was just crazy. I was like, wow, this is really astounding, you know, from, of course, baby boomers and people who just have small hands disease and carpal tunnel. And we just started, I could not believe the amount of people that are having the same issue. And it really stemmed also from me just asking my husband, look, can you open this? And I got tired of asking, he got tired of doing it. So I was like, okay, cool. You know what? This is a way that I can get in the trenches and really find a solution to the problem, that all different parts of the target market is actually having.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. So tell me specifically, what was your wow moment?
My husband's father, such a vibrant and present and accounted for a man, ended up having three strokes in 1 year. And went from doing everything for himself. It was just hard to see him, you know, not being able to do anything, even something simple as open up, get him a glass of water, open up a water top, even from the water bottle. And it just gripped my heart. And I was like, okay, you know what? This is really real, because I realized that, you know what? I'm doing this because we want to give him a little bit more of the independence that he always encouraged us to have. So it became serious and it became real.
So then how does the ultimate opener, I mean, your patent is issued, so how does your ultimate opener work that makes it better for him?
Well, the difference is now he can just insert whatever he needs into the machine and hit a button and the machine does it. And so when we was doing the research, it was some product out there, but you still needed muscle mass to be able to open it. And so we just wanted to take that problem, because this is totally hands-free. You put it in the machine, hit the button, and it opens it for you.
Wow. That is a wow moment and a wow product. So what's next for you then? What are your next steps going to be?
Our next step is getting an actual working, viable prototype, so we can test it in the market. And so we are actually consulting with different companies to see, you know, the most advantageous way to go to actually do the prototype.
All right. Well, if you need some help on that, Mary, I've got some good companies that I can recommend. And if you need a time frame on that, get ready to go to the National Hardware Show with us next March.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
This would be a perfect place to launch that product.
Yep, get it all developed. Yeah. So that's the stage. And, Rita, that's what I like about having our guests is that they all come in the show at different stages, and they get to explain the different stages that they're in because there is stages. And so, Miss Mary's in the prototype stage, right?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. Is that we can help inventors, whether they're saying, I have an idea, what do I do first? Or my patent is issued, what do I do next? Or I'm selling product and I need more help, what do I do now?
How did you think about this, though? Did you go over that, Mary? You didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to invent an ultimate opener. What was the story behind that?
It was, I think, more than anything, getting in the trenches. The students kept asking me questions. We would have days where they had to be creative. They couldn't infringe on anybody else's stuff, and that was part of the class where we talked about, look, you have to have an original idea. And it hit me one day, and I was in the kitchen trying to open up a container. And I called my husband, like, look, can you please open this? And then when my kids, the students kept asking questions. I was like, look, you know what? I'm sure I'm not the only person having this.
Yep.
And it just, again, became really real when my father-in-law went from being a vibrant man to needing assistance with that.
Well, Mary, how did you find out about this show? Rita, how did we hook up with Mary, though, again?
Well, Mary, you know, I know how I found you. I am looking at your form, and you call me, and it's like, oh, my God, have her on now.
So how did you find out about us, Mary?
Actually, it was an entrepreneurship, and they gave me, and they mentioned Ms. Rita's name, told me to check it out. Check out the inventor lady. And I was like, cool, let me check her out. And that's how it was. And I took a picture of the number, and I'm like, I'm going to call her. And you know how life sometimes just gets so distracting. One day I was like, you know what, let me call Miss Rita right now. Her to answer.
Rita, I guess that's why I stay on the air all these years, because hearing stories like that. You know, when I think I'm going to retire and I had enough, 4 years is enough for me. I got to do another show. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Mary,
there's always another topic. Mary, thank you so much.
But Rita, how can we find more, a little bit about Mary? You have some information on your website?
Go ahead. I was going to say, I'm going to have information about Mary on the site so that anybody that might want to talk about licensing her product can give us a call.
Well, thank you, Mary Hancock. Thank you for being our guest. The Ultimate Opener. Check her out. Hey, we want to get that product on the air. It sounds like
thank
on the air.
Having.
We want to get that product in the market. So.
Yes.
All right, Mary. Thank you
so
for being our
for
guest.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to step away. You're listening to Home Talk USA, the Invent America part of our show with my sidekick, Rhea Crompton. We got to step away and pay some bills. Got to keep that show on the air. You know, hear from some of our great sponsors at HomeTalkUSA.com. As always, support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to hire that today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land Originator, not to duplicate it. Please don't accept those substitutions. Rita, I was green before green was even cool.
I know.